a meeting of our Reedley City Council to order. And we will have the invocation by Pastor Ron Hobbs. I did see you earlier.
You are.
And he's the pastor of the Full Gospel Tabernacle Church here in Reedley. And then I've asked Mayor Pro Tem Betancourt to do our Pledge of Allegiance. Would you all please rise with me?
Greetings, everyone. Let's bow our heads and ask the Lord to be here tonight. Father, we thank you for the privilege we have to come and gather. We thank you for the privilege we have to do business on behalf of this city. And I pray, Father, that your heart, your spirit, your mind will be among us this evening. We welcome you into this place. Help us with wisdom, discernment, understanding, and work for this place. And we ask that in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please join the council in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I have the roll call.
Councilmember Beck?
Here.
Councilmember Betancourt?
Here.
Councilmember Chavez?
Here.
Councilmember Salino?
Here.
Mayor Fast?
Here. We have a couple of presentations this evening. The first one this evening is the introduction of our two new police officers, Officer, I hope I can say it right, Perslow and Martinez.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, members of the council. It's with pleasure, obviously, this is one of the biggest pleasures that a chief of police could have in their tenures when they get to have an opportunity to introduce two new officers to this police department to their police department. It's with pleasure that I get to introduce Isaac Martinez and Wesley Perslow as our two new officers for the City of Reedley Police Department. They are not new officers to our police department. They are new full-time officers to our police department. Both Officer Perslow and Officer Martinez were hired last year as reserve officers, and they spent the past year working as reserve officers after completing the field training program. They have both excelled, and it was with great pleasure that I was able to promote them to full-time October 1st. As full-time police officers with our police department. Just to give you a little background on both of these individuals and what type of qualities they bring to the police department and to our community. Both of these officers are both veterans of the Marine Corps. They both served in the Marine Corps and were honorably discharged. They both attended Fresno City Academy, Police Academy, and out of 45 cadets, they graduated number 2 and number 3. In that academy, so as you can tell, awesome. The quality of people that we're getting. Just a little bit of what they have done since they started with the police department is both these officers have received commendations or at least letters of appreciation for what they have done, some from the public and some from our supervisors. For Officer Perslow, he was involved in a high-speed pursuit of a suspect who had threatened the victim with a firearm and said to have been driving a stolen vehicle. Officer Perslow demonstrated excellent control over his patrol vehicle. At high speeds, he was able to navigate turns directly and significant bumps in the road at these speeds and exercise good judgment at intersections. The suspect was apprehended and tied to witness intimidation in an attempt at arson as well. Mm-hmm. Officer Perslow was commended for his actions by remaining calm during the incident, used good radio procedures, even though his vehicle eventually became disabled during the pursuit. And that is a quality that is usually not seen in an officer until they've had some experience on the time. But as you can tell, that was something that Officer Perslow excelled at. Officer Martinez received and this was actually one of those that's kind of strange. You usually get all the commendations or at least a appreciation from the public when you do something, when they've done something well, and the officer's done something well. Today I met one of our policemen face to face. He was doing his job well. I was not. Officer Martinez was very courteous when he stopped me for rolling through a stop sign. It was a pleasure meeting him. Although embarrassing to say the least, the gentleman reminded The gentle reminder he gave me alerts, does alert one to give more attention when behind the wheel. We do appreciate our men in blue who serve in our town. Mm. My husband and I want to thank those officers who have driven by our home on occasion when we've been gone for extended periods of time. That they're amazing service when there are so many demands upon them. We just wanted to let you know they are tremendously appreciated. Mm. So these are commendations that are coming to these officers. And again, at their young career. So again, it is a pleasure that I get to introduce both Officer Martinez and Officer Perslow to the City Council and to the community as our two of our new officers. And what I'd like to do is to have Sylvia come up and present or have them do the oath of office as a reaffirmation of their oath to this community and to our state. So Sylvia.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I will take this obligation freely without any mental reservations or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Item two is the Knights of Columbus. And Mr. Tony Lopez is here this evening. And I would like to read the proclamation for you. And then if you'd like to make some comments after that, you're welcome to do that. A proclamation of the Reedley City Council. Whereas the Knights of Columbus in the state of California have undertaken a project of assistance for the treatment and care of people with intellectual disability, and whereas the nearly 60,000 members of the Knights of Columbus in California and their volunteers are conducting their annual statewide fundraising drive in the communities of California, and whereas the proceeds of this campaign will be distributed to not-for-profit agencies and institutions dedicated to serving people with intellectual disability. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City Council of the City of Reedley does hereby proclaim October 19th, 20th, and 21st, 2012 as Help People with Intellectual Disabilities Day in the City of Reedley and urges all citizens to take cognizant and cooperate in this campaign.
All the money that we do solicit and retain will come back to the training center here in Reedley. We've done this before in the past, and it's worked out tremendously. The citizens of Reedley are most generous. Mm-hmm. And again, thank you on behalf of Knights of Columbus.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right.
And there is not an item 3 on our agenda, but I'm going to add an item 3 and pass it off to our city manager.
Thank you, Mayor and members of council. I wanted to take the opportunity to introduce our newest director, Kevin Fabino, our community development director, who started yesterday with us. So you've all had a chance to meet him this evening, and some of you may remember him from when he started his career in Reedley many, many moons ago. So it's a homecoming for him. 2 days on the job, and I've managed to bury him already in the work at hand. But he's still with us, and he hasn't turned in a resignation yet, so this is a good sign. So wanted to introduce Kevin. Thank you very much, Mayor.
Kevin, would you like to say a few words?
Madam Mayor, members of the council, it is a privilege to be back in your community again. I've had 2 wonderful days on the job, and I'm still part of day 2, so that's all good. I've spent a fair amount of time with staff, and yes, I'm buried. We're working on the general plan and the housing element, trying to get all those documents into a suitable manner to bring to you in the next couple of months. So there's a lot of exciting things, and I'm just really privileged to be here, and thank you. And thank you, Nicole. Thanks.
Welcome. Thank you. The next item is public comment. Provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the City Council on items of interest to the public within the Council's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. It is a policy of the Council not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the City Manager's office. Speakers should limit their comments to not more than 3 minutes. No more than 10 minutes per issue will be allowed. For items which are on the agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the council as each item is brought up for discussion. Is there any public comment this evening? Good evening, Don. Would you please state your name and address for our record?
When I came in, I only had one, but as we were talking about the police officers that were here, I have something to add. Last night, my daughter and I were on a walk with our new watchdog in our neighborhood,
and
there were some suspicious activities, and I called in, and those were the 2 police officers that came to my door. Officer Perslow explained a few things to me while his partner was going around the neighborhood looking for the Dodge pickup that was just kind of looming about. So I just wanted to compliment them on something else, working as a team. And I saw them out front and said, you don't hear enough good things just come toward you. I just want to say thank you once again. My young daughter said, oh, now I'm going to sleep better, Mom. Mm. So I truly appreciate them. What I came to talk to you about, the other thing, was our fiesta that's coming up this weekend. It's traditionally been Friday and Saturday. We've done something new. We have added Sunday. So I'd like to see all of you come out and support on whatever day works for you. We have mariachis added to it. We have some contests, some new, some old, and it'll be fun for everyone. I printed some timelines, and I'll give them to Sylvia so you can all see where the entertainment's at that you'd enjoy.
Thank you, Don. Any other public comment this evening? Seeing none, we'll move on. The consent agenda items are considered routine in nature and voted upon as one item. Under a consent agenda category, a recommended course of action for each item is made. Any council member may remove any item from the consent agenda in order to discuss and or change the recommended course of action, and the council can approve the remainder of the consent agenda. A council member's vote in favor of the consent agenda is considered and recorded as a separate affirmative vote in favor of each action listed. Motions in favor of the consent agenda are deemed to include a motion to waive the full reading of any ordinance on the consent agenda. For adoption of ordinances, only those that have received a unanimous vote upon introduction are considered consent items. Would anyone like to remove an item from our consent agenda? I would like to remove item number 5. Is there any public comment on any of the items on our consent agenda? May I entertain a motion for the balance?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Salino.
Yes.
Councilmember Beck.
Yes.
Councilmember Betancourt.
Yes.
Councilmember Chavez.
Yes.
Mayor Fast.
Yes. Item 5 is the adoption resolution 2012-072 of the City Council of the City of Reedley awarding a construction contract in the amount of $94,400 to Chandler Construction for the Reedley Community Center mansard replacement and exterior paint project. And I see Mr. Rodriguez is here this evening, and he is the owner of Chandler Construction. And I have a question for our gentleman at the mic. What is a mansard?
Okay. actually, I do apologize. I should have included the word roof in the title. It's a type of roof. I think it's also known as a hip roof, and it's not like groovy hip. It's like a hip style. So it's the part of the roof that goes around the border of the building. Right, and so it's the shake portion of the community center going all the way around. That's the mansard roof.
Okay, so it's not the flat top on the inside. Oh, yeah. Well, I learned something today.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, it's a pretty large project. So.
Right. Anyone else have any comments or questions on this item?
I think it's long overdue, so mm-hmm. I'm glad that we're doing this job now.
Yeah, that community center needs to be
got a good construction company doing the work. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and Mayor, since you did pull the item, and I'd like to comment, this is an item that, because we're using some funds from the school district and some redevelopment funds that go into a joint account, it does actually kick in prevailing wage, which is why you see the amount was different than originally estimated. Mm. Had we just used city funds solely, prevailing wage would not have been an issue. However, we wouldn't have been able to do the project because we don't have the money. I did contact the superintendent to let him know of the issue with the additional expense, and he gladly increased the amount that they were willing to provide to us. So we are not spending any additional funds, even though the project is more than originally estimated.
Well, this shows that what kind of cooperation we have with the school district, and that's very important. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then item B on this is adopting resolution 2012-081 to amend our previously adopted budget for the community center mansard replacement and exterior paint, and also an emergency roof repair to the Royal Valley building. And City Manager or Paul, would you like to comment on that?
Sure, absolutely. We thought it was appropriate to combine the items because they were both related to roof projects. This past winter, staff noted that the roof on the Royal Valley building adjacent to City Hall here, a lot of the galvanized sheeting had blown off, ripped off, some of it due to age, some of it just due to the fact that a lot of the panels were just nailed in rather than screwed in. So we have a situation that needs to be addressed fairly urgently, that if we get another windstorm, if we get an early rain season, the roof is literally tearing itself apart right now because of the way the wind is going through the actual building. So we're soliciting proposals right now from some roofing companies to try to get it done before we get our first major rains of the season. And there's a portion of the roof that has also collapsed in, also due to age, and that also poses a safety risk. So we want to get those matters addressed as soon as possible.
Any comments or questions on Part B?
I just wanted to comment that I know this is a bidding process that goes on, but I'm sure glad that it's been a local company that got the award.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had we advertised it to as many companies as we possibly could. What sort of took away from some of the company's interest was because partially because it was a prevailing wage job. Some companies just don't want to bid on those types of jobs. And it's also because there's an asbestos abatement portion of the project. Some of the companies came and looked, and as soon as they heard the word asbestos, it sort of scared them away. So we are very fortunate that Chandler Construction submitted a competitive bid that addressed all the issues.
Chuck, did you want to make any comments at all? Since you're here, would you come up to the mic, please?
I'd like to make a, shall I introduce myself?
Yes, you may. Please.
Chuck Rodriguez, 1518 North Columbia Avenue. Thank you for letting me speak this evening. All I wanted to do was make a suggestion on the bidding process. I know that you do have your protocol and your policy as far as the bidding process, and it's all good and fine with me, except for I would like to suggest that if there's only one bidder on the job, that the bid not be open at that time, because the bid is necessarily announced the way policy is now, and so that that particular contractor's bid is already known to the public and puts them at a disadvantage for the following bid if you decide to have it be put out again for bid.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you could tweak your policy a little bit, I don't know if you're able to under the guidelines of depending on where the funds come from, but that's my suggestion.
Okay.
Thank you for asking me to bid.
So if you're saying that if bid is announced, then it's an advantage to another individual to take.
They know you're
come
bid.
In. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Paul and I are discussing that suggestion, and thank you for the suggestion. We think it's a good one, and we're discussing how we can go about doing that and still be compliant.
Good. I appreciate your comment this evening. Okay. Any other public comment on this issue?
Move to approve item 5.
Is there a second?
Second.
And may I ask that we approve item A and B together?
Yes, together.
Okay. And there was a second. Call for the question.
Councilmember Cellino?
Yes.
Councilmember Chavez?
Yes.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Betancourt?
Yes.
Mayor Fass?
Yes. The next section, ordinances and resolutions. With respect to the approval of ordinances and resolutions, the reading of the title thereto shall be deemed a motion to waive a reading of the complete ordinance or resolution, and unless there is a request by a council member that the ordinance or resolution be read in full, further reading of the ordinance or resolution shall be deemed waived by unanimous consent of the council. The next item is item 7, to introduce the ordinance number 2012-004, repealing ordinance number 2006-13, which approved the San Joaquin Valley Power Authority Joint Powers Agreement and authorized the implementation of the Community Choice Aggregate Program in the City of Reedley by the San Joaquin Valley Power Authority. City Manager?
Thank you, Mayor, members of Council. In very simple terms, the San Joaquin Valley Power Authority is dissolving because the City of Reedley, as a member agency with several other cities and a couple of other counties, because we did enact an ordinance to become part of the authority and create the authority, we need to adopt an ordinance that repeals the previous ordinance. You gotta love government. So this ordinance, in fact, does repeal that ordinance. The crux of this issue is San Joaquin Valley Power Authority was the very first authority that was brought together under a new law that allowed community choice aggregation, and that was communities could get together and aggregate their residential electric needs, residential and commercial electric needs, and be able to buy electricity on the free market and distribute and transmit electricity, meaning we could essentially run our own power company. We would not have to go through PG&E. Laws have changed since this first went into effect, and now community choice aggregation does not need to be done by an authority. So KRCD, which is the company or the district under which we had the San Joaquin Valley Power Authority, they now have the ability to go out and do community choice aggregation where they did not previously. So the issue for us is having the authority costs a lot of money for member agencies, including the city of Reedley. We want to dissolve the authority, and if at some point it becomes feasible to be our own electric utility, we will be able to do so through some sort of district like KRCD. But right now, in order to save costs, because it is not feasible for us to do the community choice aggregation, we do want to dissolve the agency. So we are asking for the introduction today of the ordinance. We will then bring the ordinance back for adoption. And along with that ordinance for adoption, we will bring a termination agreement, which we will ask the council to approve as well. And that will terminate our membership in the authority.
Okay. Are there any questions of staff on this issue?
When the authority was first presented to council a few years ago, you know, it sounded great, but it never materialized. It just stood it was at a standstill, so nothing really happened.
You know, it really did pave the way, though, for three community choice aggregation areas that are now underway: Marin, Stanislaus, and San Francisco. And we were the very first power authority to try this community choice aggregation. And we were immediately launched into lawsuits and California Public Utilities Code regulations and all sorts of issues like that. So essentially, it wasn't, while it may have looked stalled to everybody else, it was chugging through this process of regulation and law. But because we did that, these other communities are now able to do their community choice aggregation programs. It's interesting to note, though, that electricity under these community choice aggregation programs is actually more expensive than through the regulated utility. And that's because in Marin, for instance, they wanted 100% green power, which is more expensive than PG&E's power. So that's why we believe it's somewhat infeasible at this time to have the community choice aggregation.
Any other questions or concerns on this issue, the council? Any comments or questions from the public on this issue? Okay, so the action that you need for us this evening is...
Do we need a vote, Scott?
Do we need a vote this evening?
Yes, a vote to introduce the ordinance.
Okay. Right. May I entertain a motion?
Make a motion. We introduce ordinance number 2012-004.
Second.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Cellino?
Yes.
Councilmember Betancourt?
Yes.
Councilmember Chavez?
Yes.
Mayor Fass?
Yes. Item 8 is council reports or requests for future agenda items. And I'll begin with Councilman Cellino.
I have none.
Okay. Councilman Chavez.
A week ago Monday, I attended the presentation at with Assemblyman Henry Perea, and the presentation was for two of our firefighters, Andrew Rios and the other one was Nelson. I'm going to say Mandela, but I know it's not Mandela. Alvarado. Okay. It was a very, very nice ceremony, and our two recipients were, you guys should have been there. We're very proud of them. Very, very deserving of the award. And among all the recipients, I think our people stood out. And very nice job by Jerry, our chief, Jerry Isaac. Anyway, the whole event was really nice, and really proud of our employees.
Councilman Beck?
Yes, I have a few items. Last Thursday, I participated in the Reedley Night Out. Started out with Chief Garza, and he sent me with Sergeant Chereau. We stopped at least four locations within the city. Great turnout, great response. That was just a really good showing for the neighborhood watch programs that's starting up that has grown and started to grow from other seeds that's been planted, and it was a great night. I think that's going to eventually take off, Chief. Great job. And thanks to Sergeant Chereau, he kept me entertained all night. So, also had the pleasure of attending the EDC annual event
with the city manager in Fresno at the convention center. It was to do with biotechnology. It's they stated it the formula for the future, I believe is the way she stated it. And we both got a lesson and a doctorate degree up there from it was tough listening on some of it, but it was great information, and that was a good time. And it was a great program. They did a great job up there. Also attended a neighborhood watch in Councilman Salino's district. He wasn't able to make it, so I offered to fill in for him. And again, Don Beckenhauer put on another really good meeting out there. So he's the guy to go to in the neighborhood watch programs. Also, I just had the opportunity with a couple of the councilmen, the mayor and Anita Betancourt here, that we attended the sports park ribbon cutting for the new shade. And it's really a nice facility out there for the kids. And it's something the city should be proud of, that park. It's really starting to come along out there.
Well, I appreciate taking my place since I couldn't make it. They changed the time on me twice. Made it hard with my appointments.
Mayor Pro Tem?
Also, they painted the logo, started to paint the logo at the sports park. At the
water?
Yes.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. It looks nice. Uh-huh. First one they put was the silhouette of the girl, which was really nice. Anyway, we had a neighborhood watch meeting at our house because my husband's a captain. But before that, I went to visit with Officer Pelayo, one on Duff Avenue that they've had for a long, long time. I don't know how many years they've had that, their neighborhood watch group. And then also the Housing Authority and the Boys and Girls Club came together and sponsored a night out at the Sunset Apartments across the street from the community center, and it was really nice. They had activities for the kids there, and Cruising for Jesus provided a bounce house for them. So it was really nice that they were able to get together and provide that for the kids there. And I also went with Councilman Chavez to Henry Perea's Hispanic Heritage Award, and yes, it was really very proud to see these young men and what they did and be acknowledged for it. It was very nice. And then I had another meeting today that I attended with our city manager with Assemblyman Henry Perea in Fowler hosted a meeting for the city managers and some of the council members that could attend. And it was a workshop, and he wanted some input on what the needs were and the priorities in the rural communities, because as always, he says, it's always San Francisco and Los Angeles that get the bulk of the money, and the Central Valley gets cheated out. And so he wanted to know what are the priorities were, and he was going to meet with them again for the five cities, I think. And so it was really interesting. It was good meeting. I enjoyed it, and it was good to see all the things that we felt were important for our rural community. And then I also had a meeting today with, she was our community development specialist for Adventist Health. And as you know, we're getting a clinic at Jefferson School, a children's mm-hmm. clinic. Mm-hmm. And so she came in and met with the school nurses and Mrs. Caruso, who works with the parents in the district, and the community liaison that they've hired, and myself and our principal. And she just wanted to know what were the needs of that area in the community. And she says, I need to know that because that's going to give me the information that I need to put this clinic together. Because if those are their needs, then those are the things that we need to provide. So I was really excited that we're going to have that for our kids and the community around them. And she said probably December the 1st, they're looking for the opening of the clinic. Hmm. So
soon.
Yes, uh-huh, yes, uh-huh. So anyway, so that was it. I went to four meetings today. Anyway, they were all good, too, real positive. So anyway, that's all I have to say.
Well, I was not able to attend the night out, really night out. I had two meetings in Fresno. I was invited to the inauguration of the president of Fresno Pacific College, which was a neat evening. And kudos to the Hispanic community that was very strongly supported by the new president there. So really looking forward to working with him. I know a lot of their students come to Reedley and work in our schools and work in, I think, some of the community center areas too. So we're real excited to continue to work with Fresno Pacific. Also attended the Council of Governments meeting that evening, and they were discussing some funding with Caltrans to move monies from street and road projects to help with cleaning up along Highway 99, the trash, and I kind of have a problem with that one. But I think that's going to be discussed here yet for a little while before the final decisions are made. Also attended the shade structure dedication this evening out at the sports park, and the Lions Club and Bank of the Sierra have put monies together to help to make that possible. But our staff were the people that actually did the looking for the structure and putting that all together. So kudos to Joe Glick and Sarah Reed and their staff for making it happen and helping us to get to that point. The kids really enjoy that in the summertime and makes it possible that they can actually use some of those playground areas. And that's all that I have. City manager, reports for your staff.
Just a quick heads up for your meeting on the 23rd council meeting. The EDC is going to be doing a brief 10 to 15 minute presentation on the greenhouse gas inventory that they did for us. You may recall that the EDC provided interns to all of the local cities and at no cost to us completed our greenhouse gas inventories that are required under law. So they will be doing a presentation on that day, the 23rd. They've said 10 to 15 minutes. So this is an important one for us, although I'm not sure how exciting it's going to be with carbon emissions, et cetera, et cetera. So do have some coffee before the meeting. And just wanted to chime in and add a few nuances to the meeting today with Assemblymember Perea. This was a planning meeting in anticipation of having a rural summit sometime next year, where he will bring together members of the Senate and Assembly rural caucuses to talk to some of the rural cities and counties and the issues that that they're working with. I was very excited to see that he already knew about the court closures and the impact on us. He already knew about the realignment issues and how they were impacting us, and in fact has said that they expect to pick up realignment and start to finesse that a bit because they see the negative impacts that are happening. So it was nice to see that the assembly members, that the legislature at the state, are seeing some of these issues that are impacting us here locally. So that's a good one. And he will have another couple planning sessions, and then we'll obviously let you know when those are, as well as when the rural summit is. So other than that, any staff with?
Just a comment about Henry Perea. You know, his mother was a police officer, and he was actually appointed to the post commission when he was the city councilman in Fresno, so he's really familiar with the law enforcement issues that are taking place, the realignment, and those issues.
Very, very impressive, his knowledge, his array of knowledge. Yeah.
Okay. Good evening, Madam Mayor, members of the council. If you haven't heard my recorded message yet tonight, I will invite you in person again to our open house, which will be held Thursday evening from about 5:30 to 8:30 or so. So we'd be honored to have you there.
Great.
Thank you.
And while I have you here, you're going to provide us a vehicle to ride on for our council on Saturday?
You bet.
Okay. Is there a certain place that we're supposed to wait? We are? Did you not know this yet?
No, we have one. We'll get it warmed up Thursday night, and it should be ready by Saturday.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Make sure it runs.
Yeah. We'll be working on it tomorrow.
Okay. All right. And so we should meet, like, down by Ray's shop there somewhere?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That'll be a good stopping place.
He's agreeing with everything you're saying.
7:30 to get your numbers, and then you can leave for a while for
Pancake breakfast then at the college.
I was just going to say, I have to go eat at the college.
Pancakes.
Okay.
That's all.
That's all? Okay. Thank you. Okay. Item 10 and 11, the Government Code Section 54957, and item 11, Government Code Section 54.